The Mais is a Zoy. Daf Samaches Mabez. A person, a man marries a woman. He does on her Erisin only. Okay, Erisin only. Make if you go to a wedding and he says, Harem, and then the girl says, you know what, that's it, I want out. Right. I don't want to go Vaita. They
get.
Never, of course he needs to get. Erisin need to get, but they never had Nisun. There was never a Nisun. So let's say the woman.
Interesting, the punishment is much worse if someone's Mazar.
Right, this.
I remember that.
Skila. After they
as
make the brachas,
chenek,
strangulation.
Wow.
Strangulation. If the woman is mezana after nisuin, they hang her up. If she's mezana only
what
after erisin,
chenek.
Chenek. So what do chenek? They suffocate her with a suffocator. How do they kill her if she before nisuin?
They stone her.
They throw off a three
a
story.
Then they
throw her off a three story building. And if she doesn't die from the impact of the fall, then they finish her off by putting stones on her. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, they take you to a place. They show you where they claim they did skila.
Yeah.
They show you where they do the bezin did skila on people. In any event,
by the way, of course, it has to.
What you're saying? Yosef Skorpet says it, not recommended.
Not recommended. Not
by,
recommended.
By
okay.
The way, of course, it has to be a Zahara.
And witnesses. There has to be two kosher witnesses. There has to be a warning. That tell them the pasuk. They have to go tell.
They have
them,
to tell them
the pasuk. Which pasuk it says in the Torah, and they have to. Yes, the person has to acknowledge. She has to listen and acknowledge. Yes, I hear what you're saying, and I acknowledge that if I do this avera now, I'm going to be chayiv misa.
So that means it wasn't so easy to do an avera.
It's impossible, almost impossible. It's almost impossible.
It says once in 70 years it's considered katlanes.
Yeah, but then the Gemara says that if the murder is rampant all over the streets, then you got to go kill people even on circumstantial evidence as well. If Bezin has a lot of power. We have to go fight.
Even if there's no witnesses in the Zahara?
Yeah. Bezdin
knows.
Could
be, they could
closed circuit television. If they know that he didn't have Avera, and the times demand that there be people that be executed because Laban Yishmu v'yiroh v'lo yizunon.
Wait, it says in the Gemara?
In the Gemara, the Makkos, that was Zayin
Amid Aleph. I don't remember.
Yes, Shorabin, what he learned, does he learn Shas 37 times? He knows.
36
times, excuse me.
Right.
Okay, Samaches, on the base. Right. Let's go fight. Okay, let's go. Now, here we have a Mais to show you. A Maisa, Barfus the Maisa, a man marries a woman. He only does Erisin, okay?
Yeah.
He doesn't do the second part.
Yeah.
And then she makes a neder. She takes a vow. I hereby take a vow that I will never drink yayin.
Yeah.
Who's mata the neder? Who's mata the neder?
Oh, that's interesting.
So the Pasuk says, the Nair is the Mishnah. You need two people, the Beferish Pasuk. This is the last two daf. A husband and the father, Tzevemin.
Last two daf?
The last two daf, Shabbos and Sunday.
Oh.
We learned this the last 2 days.
Oh.
Tzevemin. The husband.
I wasn't here for Shabbos. Okay.
The husband, and the father together mata the neder. It's not sufficient for one without the other.
Mm.
If a woman is a nara hameurasa, she's 12 years old.
You need
old
the father and the husband
together. Now, here is the discussion we had yesterday. What happens? What happens? Very good. What happens if I didn't write that? What happens if the husband? It's not mine. Well, that's Shuli's. Ellie's.
Me.
No. Not surely not Ellie. No.
Me.
Oh, so they, but that was before they were even born. Surely not. Ellie wasn't even born yet.
The 25th time I did it over again, I did this.
Okay, me.
So what happened over here? So the husband dies. The husband dies.
Me.
So what is the halacha? So we learned there's
the husband dies before being mefer?
Yes, before being mefer. So there's a principle called nisroikna. What is this Shreikna?
Emptying, repleting.
Good, to pour out. Or in this context, it means to transfer. You pour out your cup into someone else's cup.
Okay.
You empty out your... So when the husband dies, his authority to be mefer the neder is transferred back to the father. Until this moment in time, she was married. She made a neder. Who is the one that nullifies her vow? No, not nullifies, mefers her vow. Cancels the vow.
The father and the husband.
Mefer is really it's a nullification. It's together. It's Sevemin together.
If she's a maras, she's
right.
A,
now
she's
now let's say the husband dies. So maybe you would argue, think about this, that if right now it's a lom shavar, right now this woman needs her husband and her father to cancel, nullify the vow.
Nay.
And if the husband dies, maybe you can argue she's stuck.
Nay.
Because the person that is needed to be Mefer. There are two people that we need to participate in the Hafara. And one of those two people is no longer in existence.
Me.
So maybe you can argue she's stuck forever.
Me.
Would you like to say the argument? Why not? Why not say this is not, she's a lama shavart as a woman?
So we
she
say,
needs. So along comes we have two pso. We have a very elaborate drasha. Not for now. We have all these drashas to teach you a chiddush. Is that no? Even though it's a good attempt to say such a chiddush, a woman who's an Arham Rasa who makes a neder, her father and her husband need to be made for the vow. If one of them dies, let's say the husband dies for argument's sake, so then maybe we should say that since it's a chalois upon her, that there are two different entities that have to participate, and one entity is no longer, she's stuck.
Yay.
Along comes the Gemara, makes a drasha, nisraikna, that the entity that was needed to be made for the vow, with his departure from this situation, his koyach is transferred to her father. Mm-hmm. So now her father has the entire power. Until this man died,
I hear.
It was 50-50.
You know what's interesting? You know why it's a chiddush? Because why can't you just say, in this instance, father is sufficient? You say you transfer into the...
So I told you, okay, this is not our sugi, but basically, as you hear such a svara, a lamdash is the concept. You need psukim, you need to discuss this. But the lamdash idea, maybe...
Everybody agrees with
maybe
that.
If it's a woman and she's a Naira Hamurasa, she has two, there are two authorities that control her. If she makes a neder, there's a chalois on the neder. You need the father and you need the husband. If the husband dies, she's stuck. She's stuck.
Nee.
50% of what she needs is not available anymore.
Okay.
So she's stuck forever.
Yeah.
Or no, a chiddush. If the husband dies... His authority.
Oh, you're saying the Gemara is asking an abaya.
This is not an abaya because of davar pasha. There's a davar. No one disagrees with this principle. But you need a pasuk to teach you this. If not for the pasuk, we would know this. Is that when the husband dies, his authority is nisraikna.
Okay.
Everyone agrees to this principle. The only question is, what's the makar for the principle? But that's not even the main topic over here. Here's where our Gemara is. Avalim shama v'kayim. Let's say before the husband died, before he left this world. You hear?
Yeah.
Before he died, he says, you know what, you made a neder, my wife, excellent. You made a neder, you do not want to drink wine for the rest of your life, so be it.
Yeah.
So be it, just save me a lot of money. No wine, no wine. Avalim shama v'kayim, let's say he heard he was v'kayim neder, shama v'shasak umes, biyom shalachim, which is the same thing as...
But he says v'kayim meaning that he's still around.
He says, there's another halacha. If one of the two parties, the father or the husband, is v'kayim the neder, they hear about the neder and they say, excellent, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, you made a neder.
Not both of them, just one of them?
Any one of them. If any one of them says about the neder, this is an excellent idea.
You mean they have to acknowledge it?
Acknowledge it. They hear about it and they make a statement that this is spectacular.
Okay.
Spectacular idea what you have done to yourself and we makayim it. Or let's say the husband hears about it. He hears what she
or the
did.
Father.
The husband. In this case, the husband.
Oh, the husband.
Husband. This now particular case, and the halach is once if a man hears that his wife made a neder, so the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. Okay. If you're not going to make a neder, right, the day ends. If the day comes to an end and the husband does not make for the neder automatically, by default, it's mekoyim. Okay. There's a default.
And then b'meis.
And he dies on the next day. So once he gets to the end of the day, automatically he becomes the skayim. Once the day, so therefore, basically over here, the page of the Gemara is telling you two different
scenarios.
It has
to go through a mass less?
No mass less. No, I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's to the end of the day. It's not 24, I don't remember this Gemara. It's machloikis. Is it till the end of the calendar day or is it 24 hours?
Can I ask you something?
Shamayit means on the calendar day. It's not my ace lace. I don't think it's my ace lace.
Okay, let me ask you something. It says if one of them acknowledge, don't they both have to acknowledge in order for
no,
it?
No. To be Mayfair, they both have to both
I got it.
When does he die? So it's too late. It's irreversible. He left this. It's irreversible because the day already passed. He heard he was quiet now. Ein yochel lahafer. Okay, so now ein yochel lahafer. Period. Okay, good. You got good with that? Now, next.
One second. So after ein yochel lahafer.
It's too late.
Right.
Now, let's say new case. Naizach shama aviha. Other way around. Let's say her father heard it. Yeah, vehefer law. Okay, now new case. Now.
Right away, she was made. He was made for.
Am chesna sam chesna beis. Yes. No.
You started out with Samachas on the Aleph.
I'm on Samaches Omud Beis. I'm not yet. Second line from the top. Second line. But let's say another case. Shama aviyah. Let's say Nayizach. Nayizayit. Shama aviyah vehefila. Let's say the father heard. The father heard about the neder.
And he was made for it.
He was made for it. V'loy his. Now that's only 50%. That is only 50%. Right? Because
yeah.
You need two people.
Yeah.
Now v'loy his big baal lishmoya ad shemei soav. And the husband, the other 50%, did not hear about it until after the father already died. Zohi Shoshaninu, this is what
you mean
means.
He didn't hear about it afterwards? He heard about it through a birdie? I mean, somebody told him? I thought he actually has to hear it. No, but I thought the husband asked to directly hear it. How is it possible? He heard later.
Because the wife told him. The wife told him.
Oh, the wife told him afterwards.
The wife told him afterwards. The father died. The Zohi Shoshaninu, so now it's too late. You know why it's too late? Because they both, the father and the husband, have to be in existence and be made for it when they're seeing each other.
Yeah.
They have to be in the world at the same time, when not to make for the same second, but they have to be together. Zohi Shoshaninu.
And by the way, when he makes the nether, they don't have to hear it simultaneously. They can hear one after another within
exactly,
the same day.
I got it. Zohi Shoshaninu made so of the father dies. Loi Nisreikna Rishus Labal. The Rishus does not go to the Baal. So one more time over here. Shamavia, the Hefer Lovel, his big Baal, the Shmoya, actually makes until the father dies. So now what's the halacha in this case?
But
the other way around, yes. But now we want to focus on this case. Why not? So instead of me thumping, just a few lines of the Ran, not the whole thing, just a few short lines of the Ran. Go to the Ran, where the Ran says it's three lines after it gets wide. Yeah. It says here, Shama Baal of Hefer Lov, Loi Hispik Av Lashmoy Ad Shemes Abal, Zuhi Shashnim Mes Abal Nisrek Nuchus Lav, Zuhi Shashnim Nochamo.
It's the good one.
Wait, that's not what I want to talk about. Shama Baal of Hefer, no, I don't want to talk about the case. I want to go to the other case. I want to go to the next case. Go back to the bottom of the page. Towards the bottom of the page. Shama Baal. Yeah, Shama Baal. Vahofer Lov. The loy. Oh, wait. No, this is not the case I want.
No, this is not the case.
It's not the case. I'm sorry.
You want
go
this one?
Go on top. Three lines on the top of the page.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Shama via.
Oh, this is the one we just learned. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I want. I want this case. Shama via. The hefer law, and he was made for it. The loy hispik abal l'shmoya ad shemei soav. Zohi shashnino mei soav. Loy nisreg nerishlus labal. Now, Chazina Luhu Lekamoy Zal, the Amri, I've seen my predecessors. Zechroinam Levracha. I have predecessors who wrote a commentary on this Masechta, and what do they say? The Maidik Tony Loy Hispik Abal, when it says the Baal was not Hispik, Lav Dafka. It's not even true. Even if the Baal knew about it, Uvichadin Naspe, the Gemara threw in these words just incidentally, with not precision. Uve Enoch.
Bobe what does B'chdi Nasve mean?
It was nothing. B'chdi means it was put there for no good reason. Why was it put there? It's just since it says this Nusach in the other scenarios. So it said it in this scenario as well, but it's Lav Davka. Now here, I disagree. My predecessors who said this, that it's not precise.
Lysolic means I don't
agree with it. It does not arise in my mind into the location of my brain that I can feel to be acceptable.
What does that mean?
Therefore, I am going to present, it is fitting in my eyes to provide my interpretation of this sugya.
Okay.
I see fit to it. Le faru.
Okay, you don't have the time.
Explain it.
Okay.
Lahani Bobby, these sections.
Like we say, Lakdamos. Bobby Traim.
Oh, very good. He's a genius. Shozev, that's why I love working with him, because he doesn't forget anything. He's like AI.
Nini, weiter.
Bobby. Lahani Bobby Natirus. What's the Nusach Akdamos?
Akdamos,
Nilin, Vishara Yoshusa, Avlo Shakilna, Hamanu Rishusa. Bivave, Trey Utre. Bivave, Trey Usle. Two or three. The Nokshe, Binakshusa. What does that mean? You look at the
other.
Yeah, I used to know by heart. I used to know it by heart because I used to do it every year. I used to do it every year.
What's the next before betrayal?
I haven't done it since the young Israel.
What does it say afterwards?
Two or three sections.
What does it say afterwards?
Dinokshe binakshusa. What does that
mean? I used to know it.
Dinokshe binakshusa. I don't remember. I used to, in the young Israel, I used to do it every year. And it's never really been 10 years.
Oh, binakshusa means that I'm full of awe and my heart is knocking.
My heart is knocking, yeah.
I'm not sure that before...
Can we had that at Safe, a wonderful Safe on the parish. The parish
I get, which I gave it back to you.
You gave back to Vada. It's a Moiridika Safer. Moiridika Safer. Unbelievable. Unbelievable Safer. Yeah. Someone wrote a parish that is second to none, really goes to...
Isn't it the same...
Let's
isn't
go
the tune the same as the Kiddush, Yom Tov Kiddush?
What? The Nusach? What?
Hakdamas, the same tune.
The Nigun? No, it's the Rishus. On Sim, the only time you do that Nusach is on Simchas Torah. Simchas Rishus.
Ah.
No, 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 no. The Rishus, when you call up the Aliyah. Chosin Torah, Chosin Bereshus. Rishus. Hasan Hedron Akedah Isha. It's a beautiful
Nigun. Next.
Twice a year, that's the only time you do it.
I know.
Okay.
Where's that tune from?
That's Akdamas. You say that tune twice a year. Sinai. It's an ancient tune. Okay?
You think it's an ancient tune?
And
yeah.
Then there's a niggun you sing. We lost half of the niggun of what is it on Shavuos, on the Haftorah. How can I forget?
Oh, Nen, the Nen.
Yitziv Pisgan. The Yoidon.
Was an ancient.
We only sing half of it. We only sing the low part.
He also gives a commentary.
Right, we're missing half. Yehoinasan. Who's Yehoinasan? It's not Yehoinasan Ben Shaul.
Yehoinasan Ben Gershom.
It's Yehoinasan Ben Uziel.
Yehoinasan
Ben Uziel. Because the Targum, it's the Targum of Nevi'im. Yehoinasan. No, I forgot it also. I used to know it also.
It's also an ancient tune?
Yeah, but we're missing. The tune that we sing is only half of the tune.
What do you mean? You mean the tune or the words?
The melody. No, the melody that you sing to.
Really?
Yitziv Pisgam.
Yeah.
We have two parts.
No, we're missing another part. There's another part of the melody that's missing. There's a part of
how
the
do you
melody
know?
That
he
no
says
one
that?
Knows. Yeah. No, I don't know if he says that.
Ask him.
Taka, ask him. Ask him.
Oh, the legendary Noach Shaul.
Please ask him. Please, Shlomi Apollon, ask him if he knows.
Okay.
And please record it for us and play it for us. The missing portion of Yitziv Pisgam. Yitziv Pisgam.
The missing link.
The missing link. Let's go weiter now. V'hochei mischazei mischazei the knock of lohispik lohabal lerevus and knock. This attitude was not mass. It was not sufficient. A chiddush. What do you mean over here? The Avagav the loy niru nidorim halalu laorus v'lozocha bohen uchudamin l'kamon ema hanimili b'nidorim shloy niru laorus the alma kol shloy niru loy hura koychon bohen. If he never knew about it, that's when he lost out. The sal gedaitach amina the kevim the ava hefer ba'al loy zocha klal.
So you see, he didn't know about it until the father died.
Provider, he mayis lay when. Now this is the point that we need to our Gemara Iklish. This is where it comes over here. Ki mayisle, when the father dies, Iklish le hai nidra tuva, it's weak. Vlo mishtayer be ela porta. Vesal gedaita chamina de lahu porta tiske le be afar sabal. No, he could be mefer. Kamash malon. The afagav the hai nidra, even though this nidra is Iklish la tuva. Like he poured.
What does Aklash mean?
It's weak. Aklash lay to a high porto, Nami, the Mishtair Bay, Loy Motzi Mefer, Baal Mefer. Let's read the words. Vichihechi, the Amida, the Ashwin Beresha, the Avogav, the Loy Aklash Neder Klau, even though it's not a week at all, the Hainu Shama Habal. He heard about it, Vishosak, and he was silent. Okay, he was silent. The Afilu Hachi, Av Motzi Mefer. The father, Hochanami Ashminon, the Afal Gav, the Aklish Lay Tuva, it became very weak. Baal Loy Motzi Mefer, Nacham all over here. The first white line, the Chihechi, the Ashwin Beresha, the Afal Gav, the Loy Aklish Lay Neder Klal, the Hainu Shom HaBaal, and the other way around. The other way around with the Baal heard the Neder, the Shosak, the Afilu Hochi, nevertheless, Av Motzi Mefer. So in that case...
When if the Baal dies?
if the Baal dies, where the father heard about the neder, what happened back? What was the case of the Reish? The case of the Reish was where the Baal found out. The first case of the Mishnah was where the Baal found out. And when the Baal found out, he was mefer the neder. Right? The neder was completely
it says with Shasai.
If he dies on that day before the day is over, he can still be Mefer. So there, it's not weak. Fine. It's very weak because the father Taka died. Baal loy motze Mefer. All right, so we're getting into very delicate svaras. He's saying over here is the concept of aklish. It's getting weak. When is it getting weak? Let's go to the case. The first case, the mission was with the Baal dies. The Baal hears about the neder. What does he do when the Baal hears about the neder? He's mayfair of the neder. And then right after he's mayfair of the neder, the Baal dies. So what is the halacha in this case? In this case, whatever the Baal did is bottle. And it's nisroikna back to the father.
Yeah.
One more time, those words. I'm sorry for all the confusion. Why not? Because the hainu shama habal, the Baal heard about it. The shasak, he was quiet. So therefore, it's still enforced the neder. The afilu hachi, nevertheless, av motzi mefer.
After the husband dies,
now in that case, the neder is very strong. Why is the neder very strong in that case? I just want to lay out of your sight. What he's basically saying over here is, a neder in this sight, when you matter a neder, when a husband or a father is matter a neder, you only can be matter if the neder is very, very strong. If something is b'chol tokfai, then you have a handle on it to completely uproot it. Yeah. But if you're trying to be oiker, something that's weak, it's very hard to get your hands on it.
Right.
Okay, like Lamashal, let's say, I'll give you a very simple example. Okay, very simple example. Think of it like this. You have a piece of masking tape. Okay, think of it like a piece of, maybe it's a really good example. A piece of masking tape. And the masking tape is stuck on, okay, it's stuck. And you can't get it off. If the masking tape is complete, it's much easier if you're able to, when it's complete, to be able to pull off the entire thing. Okay, let's look at it like this. I'll give you a better example. Okay, you have here on this table, contact paper. Okay, I have this every year, Pesach. Every single year, Erev Pesach, the Zelbazach. If I take this table, this is a very good example. And I put on this table contact paper. And it's really stuck on the table very, very tightly. And I want to remove it. And you want to remove it. If you go, so you start with your thumb, right, with your nails, and you start to get a grip on it. If you just take a little grip on the end and you pull it, what happens?
It's going to rip in the middle.
It rips. And then what happens? And then it's a nightmare. You have to go. And keep on doing little piece by piece.
Right.
But if you go and you take your nails and you open up the entire length of the table and you get a grip and then you go slowly, you pull it up, then you can take the whole thing off in one shot. So what's the insight? If you're able to hold on to the ganze zach, then you'll have the koyach in one shot to be oiker the whole thing. But if you go and you take a little piece here, what happens?
I like the marshal.
You're stuck. The Zelbazach with the neder. If you have a grip on the whole neder, and now you come with your koyach, I want to be mayfair, and you're holding on to the ganze neder, is that up.
That's only for the father.
For everyone. That's the story.
No, wait,
that's what we're coming to our sugi now. But let's get the concept. Yeah. But if when you're trying to be mater the neder already has been partially... Someone already came along and...
How, for example?
Someone already pulled off a few pieces.
Give me an example with the
someone went...
The father, the husband.
Well, we're going to get that. But let's get that. But if you already pulled off a few pieces, and now you're coming in onto the scene, and someone already patched it with the contact paper, and I'm trying now to take off you're not going to ever do it. You're not going to succeed.
Right.
If you have a tefisa on the ganze zach,
yeah.
then when you're going to give it a pull, the whole thing will come off. Right. But if already someone gepatched it with the contact paper, and you're only coming to pull off with your fingernails the other portion of the contact paper, it's not going to work.
Right?
The zel bezach. Here you have a neder, and let's say the father already took off half the neder. You have two people. Let's just be abstract and we'll read it inside. You have let's say the father. The father was made for the neder. So the father was made for the neder. The father already did half the job.
Yeah.
Here he did half the job. Now along comes the husband, and he wants to finish off the job.
He wants to be mefer.
He wasn't. You have to have two people. You need two people to be mefer. So the father did his. Now, if the father is still alive, and the husband comes along now to help, the father already did it. And now the father's alive. And now the husband wants to do his portion. It's like the father is holding the contact paper from one side, and you're holding it on the other side, and you'll be able together to take it off. But if the father dies, so it's like the father schlepped off a couple of strands.
No, if the husband dies.
No, if the father dies.
The
father went and the father was made for, and the father dies.
Afterwards.
So when the father dies, he already did all he can do. He's no longer available for the husband to participate. So now when the husband comes, he's dealing with little shreds.
Right.
So the husband can no longer be Mayfair. That's what I would think. In other words, when one party...
Why the other way around does work?
Oh, no, it does work. But the case there is the other way around. The case is going with the Baal was not Mayfair. And now the Baal was not made, and the Baal dies, so then the father is able to hold the entire Zach in one shot.
Why?
Because the Baal was not Mayfair. He was not Mayfair, so the Neder is Kayam.
But if it's the other way around?
Other way around, where the Baal was Mayfair.
And the father wasn't,
and then,
and then he dies.
And so then all that gets very complicated if we say that what the Baal did is bottle. Okay, we have to go over the words inside. It's a little bit complicated, but we don't need all the details here. All we need to appreciate at this moment in time is this principle: is if one person does his job and he disappears, one person. Again, there are two partners in this process. There is the father, and there is the Baal. If one of the two is Mayfair, he undoes it and then leaves the scene. So what is that like? That's like a piece of contact paper on attached to the table, and one person goes and he pulls off the corner. And now you come along and you want to go take off the rest of it.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Right.
It's not going to work.
Right.
Why? Because it's miklash kolash. It's been damaged. When one person did his thing and he took off whatever he can take off, he damaged the contact paper. And now when someone else is going to come along and try to finish off the job, there's no way he's going to succeed in doing it.
Right.
But if you learn that when the father came along, one partner went and he pulled off his piece, he didn't pull off like contact paper, little strands. You know what he did? He's a professional. He took a knife and he sliced the table all the way like with a knife. And he used a special tool, a special heater, and he pulled off exactly half the table. When you come along now to do your portion, it's no different than starting fresh.
Yeah.
I'm saying is, let's say, everything, what we just said is miklash. If he does it professionally, I mean, our example, he takes a knife and he slices half the table. Half the length of the table, he slices the contact paper, and he has a special heater, a special solution that he puts on it, and he takes off perfectly, exactly half of the table, because he's entitled to do half, one of the two partners. And now the second person comes along, which is Megas Gaius, Nisht Miklash Kolish. So then when the second person comes along and now he's going to do his avoida of taking off, he can do it. Because he has a whole thing for himself. Whatever he's doing is not affected by the other part portion. The other portion is already gone. He's dealing with his half, which is manageable. So then it would not make a difference, and he would be able to accomplish it. Casey, now, Marshall, we have
the one. I understand.
Okay, so that's now. Let's see inside. Ava, let's read the words. Yes, that's what the Ran is saying. The Ran over here is saying is that there is a weakness. Let's just read the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara. We're going to come back. I want to come on. We'll come back. We're one more time on the top of the page. Aval, it's very hard, this Gemara. Aval, Mshama, Vakayim. Okay, this goes back to the sentence. The second line. The last two words on the line. Shama Aviyah Vahofirla. Let's say her father heard about it. And Vahofarla. Oh, so her father went and took off half the neder. The loy hispig baal lishmoya. He did not hear about it. At Shemesav until the father died. So the father, what the father did, the father took off half. So Zuhi Shashoninu Mesoav Loi Nitzroikna Rishus Labal. Why not? Let the husband finish off the other half. You know why it doesn't work? Shma Mino in Rishus Labal. No, we've got to do another case until we get the Shma Mino. But let's say Shoma Baila. Okay, one more case. Let's say the other way around. Shomar Baila, the Hofar Law, the Law Yhispik O Av Lishmoya at Shemesabal. So Zuhi Sheshanim Mesabal. In this case, we do say Nisraikno Rishosab. One more case. Shomar Baila, her husband heard it. The Hofar Law, he was made for it. The Law Yhispik O Av Lishmoya. Ad Shemesabal until the husband dies.
Yeah.
In this case, we say Zuhi Sheshaninu Mesabal. The husband dies. Nisraik Nirushus La'af.
Yeah.
Now, why is this case different? Why we have to see why? Let's read one more case. Shamabal, another case. Case number three. The Hofar Law. The law.
You're learning the Gemara now.
Okay. Check a line from the bottom of the page. Line. Shamabal. The husband heard. The Hofar Law. The law hispik or av lishmoya. The husband heard about it. The law hispik or av lishmoya actionates. Ein habal yochel lahofer. She ein habal mefer ella b'shutvus. I lost that. I don't understand the case. No. One more time. Shama bala. Her husband heard. The hofer law. And he was made for it. The law. It's too late. Now, what's the whole point? Now, these last cases, we want one more. Shama Avia, we're not even finished yet. More cases. Shama Avia, the father heard. The loy hispik habal lishmoya. The father heard, and the father was mefer. The hispik habal lishmoya ad shemes until the baal died. In this case, the father goes back. He says, no, he cannot. Now, Shma Mino Lebe Shammai Megis Gaius Lebe Silol Miklash Kolish Shma Mino. Okay, so we have to really go over this again. We have to go over these cases one more time to get much more clarity. Basically, the site is going to be. Beis Shammai says, in all of these cases, pretty much the father is not going to be able, in both of these cases, we have to just bring up the point better, in both of these cases, the father is not going, if one of them dies, there is permanent damage at some point in time.
No, the resin. If the Baal dies, then the father. It goes to the father. Always it goes to the father. He has to call
it. We have to clarify. According to Beis Hillel, in some of the cases, if one person does their part, and then they die, or the other person they die, or the other person dies, you have to clarify exactly which case. There are many situations. We have to clarify which exact case is. The damage is done. And there is no solution anymore. The woman is stuck. Okay, we have to define exactly in which case that is going to be true. Oh, and Beis Shammai says no such thing. In every single case, if one of them dies, the other one is going to be able to take over and take care of everything. According to Beis Shammai, all the way around. According to Beis Shammai, in Kemat, every single case, it does go back. In most of the cases, if one person is Mefer, and then they die, well, which depends who dies, there are different scenarios who dies, there's a solution. Someone will take over, most of the cases.
That's always when the husband dies.
Whatever the case is. But according to Beis Hillel, there's never a solution. If one person dies in the middle, one person is Mayfair, and then there's a death, you're finished. Beis Hillel says, Ein yochel hafer. Why not?
So interesting, why not? Beis Hillel is machmer.
So it's not necessarily the shayl of chum, it's a shayl of lomnis. That's a very good point you're making. It comes out of chumra, not because they hold it's a chumra. It's because of how they understand the process of a neder. Shema midol Beis Shammai, megas guy, is the reason why, according to Beis Shammai, there's a hechetimsa, where there are two parties, A and B, and if A does their portion and then somebody dies, or B does their portion, someone dies, there are going to be scenarios where the other person can take over.
But it's Megas
Gaius. Why is that? That works because Beis Shammai understands the lumdus of being Mayfair to be called Megas Gaius. It's a clean slice. You're slicing it. Okay. You're cutting it down to half.
Beis Hillel
says there is never a scenario. Every single time somebody dies in the middle, there are two partners, A and B. If either A or B does their part, and then somebody dies, never, ever, ever is there going to be a scenario where the survivor is going to be able to take over and finish off the job.
Yeah.
Why? Because Beis Hillel understands the lumness of when there are two people, Reuven and Shimon, Reuven the father, Shimon the husband, that if one of them is Mayfair, when one is Mayfair, he's not slicing half of the neder, he's weakening the density of the neder.
Yeah.
Okay, this was yesterday's daf. It's a lom shemachlekes. Is when there are two parties, A and B, Reuven and Shimon are needed to go and to mimata the neder. So when Reuven does his portion, do we call it megas gaiz, which means Reuven is slicing half the neder, clean slice, or do we say no? Reuven is not slicing; he's removing the density of the neder across the board. You have to make believe you take the neder, you make the neder into a loaf of bread. Are you slicing the bread? My portion is gone and yours remains. Or the whole loaf of bread is over here. It's just the bread only weighs half the amount. Because I sucked out half of the density of the bread into thin air. So I only have now half of the bread. So if you learn, now take that concept and combine that concept with the concept that we explained before. In order to be matir neder, you have to be able to have a tefisa on a complete dover, a dover sholei. If what you're trying to be matter is shvach ma'isa, is weak, the density is weak, the hatara doesn't work. When you go to be matter nedu, you have to be able to be toifes a dover sholei. So if you say it's negas gaiz, I cut it, so this is no longer here.
Yeah.
The other portion is fully here. But if you say that it's mega, if it's miklash kolish, so you're missing half the density. So as long as the other person is still alive, so together with him, you're able to take away the neder. But if that person is no longer here, his damage is so great, he already weakened it, and now he leaves you high and dry in the middle, and you no longer have him to participate, you will not be able to finish off the job alone.
So what does the woman do? Forever she has to fulfill her...
She has to fulfill her neder
for the rest of her life.
Unless she goes to a chacham and has the chacham give her a Pesach. There's always a solution. There's always a solution to a problem. You have to go to the chacham and then they'll find for a neder. Okay, here I'm trying to explain this. Okay, there are two yesoidas. There is the yesoid of there are two partners. There's a machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel. When one person dies,
there has to be dafka chacham. You could go maybe. What about three?
Hadyantas also works. Either a chacham mumcha.
So let's talk about. I'm serious now. Let's talk about today.
But let's not.
Some makes a nether. What do they usually go? They go to a talmud chacham or they go to three hadyantas.
Three hadyantas. There's no talmud chacham. There's no such thing today in halacha as a tal of a yachim mumcha.
And is there a special thing you have to say from the hadyantas?
You say the nusach of Erev Rosh Hashanah. Shimon Dayan Mumchim.
Kol and then they answer back three times.
Mutulach, mutulach, mutulach. Three times, correct.
I understand.
The Gantz Nusach. Okay, so therefore, this is the Yisoid. The Yisoid is.
You have to specify the Nether, or that's including?
You must specify the Nether. You must specify the Nether.
What about if something very embarrassing? He said it through anger.
You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. You have to tell one of the three. One of the three that we have to tell.
Yeah?
One of the three.
You don't have to tell all three of them? Then you.
No. You have to tell one of the three Dayanim what the Nether is. You don't have to tell all three.
Really?
Yes. So let's review this Yisoid. This is a very nice Yisoid. The Yisoid over here is. The Yisoid over here is, there are two parts. Number one, there are two partners, the father and the husband. You need both. L'chatchila, they both have to be alive at the same time. Now the question, they're both the same ones, now what happens if one is matir and then somebody dies? Who could die? Either the one that was matir dies, or the one that was not matir dies. So you get into all these different scenarios. Okay, we have a lot of scenarios. I have a very, very, very small little head, but a lot of scenarios. In some of those scenarios, Beis Shammai says there is no solution. There is no solution. Beis Hillel says, and some there is no, and Beis Shammai says, and there is. I take that back. There is a solution. There is a solution in many of these scenarios. In other words, the father was matir, and then someone died. Either the father died or the Baal died. You have to go through all the cases. It's okay. Whoever remains alive can take over and can finish off the job. Can finish off the job. Beis Hillel says, no way, never, never, ever. If there are two people who need to be matir the neder, the father and the husband, and one of them dies, there is never going to be hechet himsa where someone now can finish off the job. What's the lumdis? Okay. The lumdis of the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. If you would not have a gemara, you would say that this is a Reb Chaim. All the lumdis of Reb Chaim is in the gemara. If you would not have a gemara, you would say this is an advanced college level shir. What's the lumdis? Along comes the gemara, like Reb Chaim, breaks it down into its parts. What's the lumdis when there's a father and there's the husband, and one of them is matir? When you begin the process, is it called Megaz Gayiz or is it called Miklash Kilushay? Yeah. Miklash Kolish. L'may Nafkamin, to understand that, you first have to understand the Yisoid. And the Yisoid is when you arm, everyone agrees, no one disagrees with this Yisoid, is that when you come to be Matir and Neder, you have to have a tefisa on what you're being Matir. There must be a dover sholem that you can put your claws into. So if the first person was when you start out in the very beginning, no question about it, you're dealing with the dover sholem. So whoever starts their part of the deal, they're putting their claws into a dover sholem. Okay, I did my part. Now comes the second person. When he comes to do his part, is he? You have to know the lumdis. So if you learn that the first person, what he did was megas gayis, what he in essence did was he sliced away 50% of the nether entirely. His chelik. Now what's left? The other 50%. So when the other person comes along, he also has the ability to put his claws into the other 50%. But if you learn Megas Gayis, that means that when the first person was matter his portion, he didn't slice it away. He just weakened it. He weakened its density. And he has to be there. You can't go away. Stay here. And when the second person comes along to finish off the job, what he's really doing is he's participating and being mashlim what the other person did together with him. L'bay nafkamina. The nafkamina is if the first person says, have a nice day, I'm going to the next world. So if you learn Megas Gayis, Gesundheit, you can go all you want. You did your part, we don't need you. You're so done. You're finished. You did your chelik. Have a nice day. Now the second person will do his chelik because he has his own thing to be. His own. He has to put his claws into the other 50%. But if you learn that it's Miklash Kolish, then no, the second person, in order for him to have a tefisa on what's left, he needs the other person to remain there. Because if he's not going to be there, I can't go and be mad to something that's weak. The damage is there. I need you to finish off the job. Just like you do construction, right? You do construction. So if the contractor who did the start of the job is in the middle of the job, and then he goes on vacation.
Yeah,
he disappears. So when he'll come back, he'll finish the job.
Yeah.
Why? Because he knows what he did. He knows what he did. But if the contractor quits and is never coming back, you're not going to be able to get another contractor to finish the job. You're going to have to go and start all over again. Gut the whole thing because no one's going to want to go finish someone else's job.
Yeah.
So if you say it's Megas Gaius, it means this contractor, he did this room. He did this bathroom. It's all he did. So very good. You did the bathroom. But you half of what we agreed to. And now I get another contract to the other bathroom. Because okay. But if the first contract is going to do the whole house, and there's a little here, a little there, a little there, then you can't get another contractor if the first contractor disappears. Because it's nishtah, nishtah, hair. So that's the machlokes beis Shammai beis Hillel. Although you have two people, and two people, they need each other. And the question is, if let's say one does his part, and then he disappears, he dies, or the other guy dies, can the other person take over? Beis Shammai says, yes! Yes! Generally speaking, yes. Beis Hillel says, never. Never, ever, ever. What's the machlokes? Because Beis Shammai says that when the first person did his portion, it's like, I'm just going to do this bathroom. And you do that bathroom. I did my bathroom. I'm done. I'm gone. The second one can do his job. But according to Beis Hillel, he did a little bit of everything. So he did a little bit of everything. So the other one's going to come in and they're going to help out and finish up together. So then each one knows what they're doing together. But if one of them disappears, it's not going to work. Does that make any sense to you? All right, let's go by to them. Boy Rava.
So
then, if
that's the case, but if you
don't
have
another fire, so then
you're
allowed
to do it.
So what do you have? If you don't have another house, then you're allowed to do it. So then you can do. That's what he needs. You slice it where it is. 50%. Boy, Rava, yeshela b'chokem or ain't shel new. A whole new sugya, whole new world now, whole new sugya. A person is a whole new, a brand new sugya. Person is making the neder. He hears the neder and he's making the neder. Either the father, any case. Let's discuss the case of a regular father, father or husband. A father alone, or let's say a woman is in the suah and she makes a neder and her husband is making the neder. Can the husband then or the father then go to the chacham and say, I want to be meif, I want to annul my hakama, I wanted to go revert back to her original matzah, where she's now chayiv in the neder. It's a modern zach, right? A woman makes a neder. She's not eating grapes, and then all of a sudden the husband comes along and the husband says, "Yeah, that's right." The husband is mekayim the neder. He's mekayim the neder, and now he wants to undo the kiyum. And then what? After he undoes the kiyum, he has to then be made for it. It's a two-step process. He has to first undo the hakam and then be made for it. Ma'ariv. Look, you see this guy on the screen? This guy's a chassid. He's getting married tomorrow night. Look, he's getting married tomorrow night. This guy, you see him? He's getting married. That's Freed son. He's getting married tomorrow night. Can you imagine? It's a chassid. It's a chassid. That's the father. That's the father. Ki chosan yichayim pe'er. What? I don't know your
Blessed be the Lord.